Hello, I'm Richard Blurton, head of the South and Southeast Asia section, and welcome to Room 33A, the Asahi Shimbun Gallery. The sculpture displayed here is from one of the most important Buddhist sites in India, Amaravati. This sculpture from Amaravati is also one of the most significant of all the sculpture collections held in the British Museum. The ancient site of Amaravati is located on the banks of the Krishna River in the southern Deccan. Amaravati was at the height of its fame nationally and internationally from about the 2nd century BC until the 3rd century AD, and was highly influential in the spread of Buddhism to Southeast Asia. Amaravati remained a center of Buddhism until perhaps the 14th century. From this date until the end of the 18th century, there is no record of it except in Tibetan literature. Only when Colin Mackenzie visited the site in 1797 and found the ruins being used as a quarry by a local landowner did the antiquity of the site once more become clear. Today, the sculptures from the site are now divided between Chennai in southern India, where about two-thirds of the total are kept, and here in London, approximately one-third. There are also scattered individual sculptures in other museums in India and indeed in other parts of the world. The most significant structure at Amaravati was the Great Stupa. This was a solid, domed building, probably with relic caskets deposited within it, and it was the center of religious activity, with devotees honoring the Buddha by walking around the structure in a clockwise direction. The dome of the stupa was set on a broader drum, and around this ran a walkway to enable the devotion to the stupa to take place. Beyond this, and separating the sacred space of the stupa from the outside world, was a massive railing made of stone uprights with connecting crossbars. Four gateways allowed access to the walkway. All of these stone surfaces were sculpted, and the way the displays have been laid out in this gallery reflect these architectural elements: railing, drum, and dome. As you enter the gallery, you see the outer face of the railing with its large lotus bosses. Inside, you then see the inner face of the railing with its many narrative scenes from the life of the Buddha or from the Jataka stories, the previous life stories of the Buddha. On your right are the drum slabs with their depictions of the stupa itself, and above this, the decoration of the dome of the stupa. Here in this gallery is one of the very greatest collections of early Indian sculpture that can be seen anywhere outside the subcontinent.